or Sachmud. We know that the last, the tenth of any series of ten is always the highest, and it usually contains everything in the series. You have a series of ten, the tenth contains all the qualities of the thing before. It's Midas HaMalchus. And the question we asked is, if you're writing up the Ten Commandments, if you had to write up from all the 613 commandments, the ten mitzvahs that contain the entire Torah, would you have put Lo Sachmod in there? It didn't seem like a major, but trivial. And it certainly wouldn't have been the biggest one. That's, you know, don't kill, kibbut avayim, Shabbos, you know, anoichi Hashem elokecho, it's fine, but Lo Sachmod. So we answered, "Atshuva lekach hi shekasher adam mitmoided umatzliach la'amud b'nisayonos shel Lo Sachmod." When a person withstands the test of Lo Sachmod, "Kasherei yodei umagish ki hu kibel oila male umachenes kol ma'ashu zokik lo bidyuk." When a person realizes that he has been given an entire world, and that he has everything that he needs in order to do what he's supposed to be doing in this world. That includes all the mitzvahs. The depth of the understanding of why we don't kill, steal, and all the other virus in the Torah. It's all aligned, balanced, whatever the correct word is, against the understanding of what's mine and what's not mine. Wanting something that you don't have is wanting something that's not part of your world. It's not what you need. Lo Sachmod is based on the fact that I know that I have everything I need, so therefore I don't want what you've got. Obviously, if a person sees that in order to achieve a certain goal in his life, he's going to need new kalim, he has to daven for them, of course. Hashem doesn't give you what you need if you don't daven for it. But if you don't have it now, it means you don't need it now. You feel in order, you want to do something else in order to do that. You need resources. You want to open up an orphanage. And for an orphanage, you need a home. You need property. You don't have that right now. Well, you have to daven to Hashem. Give it to you. Won't give it to you. It doesn't mean you stop there and you go, "Well, I've got everything I need. I'm going back to bed." Obviously, Jew has jobs to do, and to do the job you need things, so you have to ask Hashem for them as you and get them. There's not a steer to tefillah and to ambition and to the tzoynes, but it comes from an understanding that just because you got a new car, I don't have to have a new car, and just because you got a nice apartment, I don't have to have a nice apartment. I have to walk around kvetching to have what you've got. That's where it comes from. So all the other virus are about getting something that's not mine. The gamma mitzvah shebe nom lamakum. This is where we very often don't realize this. Samach b'chelko b'gashmi, as most people understand and work on and battle with and are okay with. Otherwise, they probably wouldn't be sitting here this morning. They at some point grappled with Samach b'chelko and gashmias. But what about beruchnias? Kama mitzvah shebenom lemokim shekayim tiyena amitis upnimias yoysa. Kol sheachush ki ani yuchidi bo'ilomoy. Even the mitzvah shebenom lemokim. If a person understands this yosod of Lo Sachmod, he'll do the mitzvahs different. He'll do them better because I understand he's the only person in the world that can do this mitzvah right now like this. And Hashem's given me all the unique circumstances and conditions to me. And nothing can stop me from getting to Shleimus except myself. I'm the only person that can prevent my Shleimus. Hashem's given me everything I need. And what I don't have, I don't need. If you think you need it, ask Hashem for it. You'll either give it to you or you won't. But I don't want it because someone else has got it. I want it because I understand that only I can do this job. And to do this job, I need certain tools. So please give them to me. But right now, I have everything I need in order to serve Hashem. I used to ask the Bochrim. Yeah, this one's going through this cross. This one's going through this mashbear. This one's going through. When do you think Hashem wants you to start serving Him? What do you need in order for you to be able to start serving Hashem b'shleimus? What would have to change in your life? Ask yourself that question. What do you think you need in order to serve Hashem perfect? What would have to change? So what's the answer? Nothing. I have everything right now that I need to serve Hashem perfectly. Because this is who I am, and I have everything I need to serve Hashem. So do it. What are you waiting for? No, when I finish university, when I get married, when I this, when I this, when I baba. You know? Push the button now and start doing it now. What are you waiting for? Yeah, of course. Look, I don't want to say that. I don't want to be, these are elevated people, Rahman. You haven't been here for a long time. You see? You haven't been here for a while. We've been growing. We don't worry about Manny anymore. Manny doesn't drive us. Yeah, they all say that, you know. When I got a degree, when I got money, when I got this. Then I start serving. What are you talking about? Right now, you have everything you need to serve Hashem. Do it. Yeah, but I can't serve it like this, and I can't be the God of Lador, and I don't know Shas. You say you have to know Shas. Do you know Shas now? No, fine. So start serving Hashem without Shas. If you think it's important to know Shas, start learning. One day you'll know Shas. But in the meantime, what are you waiting for? For Shas to pop into your head? Start learning. Start doing what you have to do. Mitam ze, v'siyumam shel asaras adibrois, moedia Hashem yisparach. At the end of asaras adibrois, Hashem tells us, Da lecha bni ohavi, you must know my beloved son, Ein shum dover, sheyoichel limnoi mimcha es kabbalas ha-teira. There's nothing in the world that can save you from being mekabel teira. V'sashleimas tafkidcho v'yoidecha bo'ilam, and prevent you from arriving at fulfilling in totality the purpose and the reason why you came into this world. Nothing can stop you getting to your destination. Kol ha-keilim b'yotcha, everything you need. Panasa, kishreinus, chinuch, matzovcha, ruchni v'gashmi. Your panasa, your talent, the way you were mechanicked, where you were born, who was your father, your mother, the street you lived in. Your spiritual and physical situation, kula matimim bidyuk letafkidcha. It's all matim bidyuk, Hashem's bidyuk, not our bidyuk. Our bidyuk is always a little bit, you know, 3.417928. Hashem's bidyuk. It's hard to swallow. This is a hard, bitter pill to swallow. I have everything I need. What about this? What about this? What about this? What about this?
So, it's how to use this telling what we have. That means you can have a lot of money, but you don't use like you have to use.
You have a Yetzirah, of course. With every kli you have comes a Yetzirah. The biggest Yetzirah is telling you don't have everything you need. That's the biggest Yetzirah. People spend their entire lives preparing to serve Hashem, and they never do it. I'm using serve Hashem in a very broad sense. Do what you're supposed to be doing. People spend their whole lives waiting to get what they think they need in order to start doing what they think they need to do. But you have everything you need. Everything you need. It's just we think our job isn't what our job is. The question is, find out what your tafkid is. If you knew what your tafkid was, you'd know that you have everything you need. The problem is, I think my tafkid is this, and Hashem thinks it's this. So I have the kalim to do the tafkid that I don't want. I want to do another tafkid, so I don't have the kalim for that. I want your tafkid. I want to do what you're doing. I want your money. I want your wife. I want your... That's no sachmud.
But even if we have what we need, it's not enough to serve Hashem like we
do. Yes, you have everything you need in order to become Sholem now. That's another question. Yeah. How do I go about doing it? Fine. But the first thing I need to know is Yesh li akol. Lo chaseli klum. Lo chaseli klum. I'm going to do it. Some people are not ready to start serving Hashem and doing what they're supposed to be doing until they have enough to allow their great grandchildren to do what they're supposed to be doing. Reb Chaim Brisker once turned around and said, I'm waiting for the child. He said, which child? What are you talking about? He says, every time I ask you, why aren't you learning? He says, I can't learn. I have to support my son. I want my son to learn. The son grows up. I say to him, why aren't you learning? He says, what are you talking about? I have to support my son. He says, I'm waiting for the son that's actually going to learn, that everybody's been preparing for. Where's the kid that actually is going to sit and do what he's supposed to do in his life? Everybody's busy helping the kid do what he's supposed to do. And when he becomes older, he's... Where's the kid that actually going to do what he was supposed to do? I'm waiting for the child. You know, where is he? You also have to know, we live in a society that's bombarding us with feelings of you need my product. You don't have everything you need. And not just the secular world, the Haredi world, the fruit world throws it in your face the whole time. you're up against it the whole time, that you're not good enough. You're just not good enough. You're not. It's in our face the entire time, especially in Ruchnas. The lachatz chevrati in the yeshivas today on the bochrim is noir v'ayayim. Vaita. Kol hashel reyecho. Next nakuda. Everything that your friend has, einu musuga loyal aloisif lacham uma. If I had that guy's children, wow, what a good father I'd be. You know, if I had that wife, wow, what about it? You know, if I had that man, if I had that, and if I had his father, you know, look at his upbringing, look at the jealousies, an enormous nisayim. And you look at some of these families and you go, wow, if I had his father, his mother, if I had his grandfather, if I'd been born in Bnei Brak, you'd be off the derech, like all the other kids in Bnei Brak. What are you talking about? Real nonsense. You have everything you need. You were supposed to be born like this to these parents in this matzah or whatever, because that's what you need. Ah, but he's not you. Mashiach lecha tatzarich. What you have now, you need. Mashiach lecha in tzarich. What you don't have now, you don't need. Because if you need it, Hashem will give it to you. Assuming you've asked for it. Once again, tefillah. We'll get to tefillah, but we need to understand tefillah is ma'od ma'od chashuv. You might need it, but you didn't ask for it, so you can get it. You have to ask for it. But if you ask for it and you don't have it right now, then keep asking for it, change why you want it, work on tefillah. It's not a steerer to this. Lo sach mit mersholecha klum, ki ein ze beged atoim es midosecha. The jacket your friend's wearing is not yours. I once had a bocha came into the yeshiva, black and white, hat, jacket. Came from one of the Balchubi yeshivas. So I interviewed him, I tested him, whatever. I said, I'm prepared to take him to the yeshiva on one condition. You take off the hat and jacket and the white shirt, and you go dredge out your old jeans and your blue shirts and whatever that you wore before you came to yeshiva, and you put that back on. He said, why? I said, because that hat and jacket's not yours. You're wearing someone else's hat and jacket. The jeans and the t-shirt are out, those are yours. One day you'll put on your own hat and jacket. No problem. But take this other guy, I don't know whose hat and jacket you're wearing, but it's not yours. You should have seen the like sense of relief, the weight of this guy. Flew off this guy. He was so relieved that he could go back to just being himself. He thought he had to be somebody he wasn't. Today, Baruch Hashem, is a choshev, a younger man. Learns, works, married, kids. Wears a black hat and jacket and whatever. And it's his. Yeah, but it's his. When you see him, you know, it's a matim lo. It wasn't his. I think it was Rav Yisrael Salanta said, it's like wanting somebody else's prescription glasses. You know, you're a -4, you want his, he's a -5, it's going to be great. You won't see anything because it's not yours. Now, if you know this about yourself, then you better realize about everybody else. In the same way, you have to look at everybody else. Every year, every Jew is different, every Jew is unique. And Hashem gave him everything he needs. Hashem gave everything he needs in order to do what he needs and whatever he came in this world to do. And therefore, why are you jealous of what he's got? It's not for you. As I mentioned yesterday, this. Chassidim asaprim al Rebbe Reb Simcha Bunim. Al Yudi liyos hu atzmoi. Alav lases es etavkit shud alav bo'ifin atov b'yosef. A Jew has to be himself, and is to fulfill the purpose he came into this world to do the best he can. La'avad es Hashem b'kol ramach evorov v'shasog yidov. He has to serve Hashem with all his 613 limbs and sinews and whatever that stuff is, organs, whatever. Hey, here it is. I mentioned this. I use Moshe Rabbeinu. He's going to use Avraham Avinu. Besed of Amor. If they'll come to me tomorrow and ask me from Shemayim, Bunim, Atara Tzeli at Avraham Avinu Avashalom. If you want to be Avraham Avinu Avashalom, Toima, Lit Chalefi Moi. You want to be Avraham Avinu? Amr, im ravuset yelecha, rabbani shalayla mimi Avraham Avinu, ima Avashalom. Achlev is tafkid. I'd say to Hashem, listen, if there's a benefit for you that I'd be Avraham Avinu, then I'll be Avraham Avinu. אבל ומה לבוס תהיה לך הרבה שם אם יהיה אברהם אבינו אבא שלום ואין כך או מה אין כך יהיה לך אברהם אבינו אחד ובונים אחד I'll become אברהם אבינו אברהם אבינו will become בונים so you'll have an אברהם אבינו and a בונים so what if you guys so what do I have to be אברהם אבינו for let me be אברהם אבינו let me be בונים why do you need two אברהם אבינו for two בונים ואין כך או באין כך יהיה לך אברהם אבינו אחד ובונים אחד אמנם אם יזכור אותי משמיים שיהיה בדאגס אברהם אבינו שלום if I have a זכות to be on a level of אברהם אבינו אז יהיה לכל רבוינו שלם שאם אבינו then you have two אברהם אבינו בזו יש סמך if I can add something to your love but to swap with אברהם אבינו to he'll be אברהם and I'll be good what if you don't how can I be good maybe אברהם אבינו let me be myself לכל יהודי יש תפקיד Every Jew has a purpose. The machshava dibo or ma'ase shegoyim nachas ruach l'Hashem isparach. We have to learn the subject. What nachas ruach will give Hashem? I don't like this notion. No, we need to. It's a sugya. Rav Dessler speaks about this. You can't give Hashem nachas ruach. He's very, very shtark. Monarch Hamelos is very chalif against the notion. Don't say you're giving Hashem nachas ruach because that means Hashem needs something. He's chosen something. Hashem lo chosen klum. Hashem has all the nachas ruach in the world. You can't add to it. It's a sugya. We have to learn it out. Plenty people, big people, use the lashon. I don't believe so much. Yeah, that's giving. Yeah. But I'm talking about this nekuda of nachas ruach. Yeah, because everyone uses it. Nobody uses what he says that you can give something to Hashem. And even that giving is not a giving. That giving is a taking. Well, what he mentions that you can give to Hashem is only giving the Lord that he can give to you. Which is ultimately in Rav Dessler's Mahalach, that's taking. And Hashem's taking is kula giving. I'm just making a note on the side of the page here. We have to address this Nachas Ruach. Rav Dessler's very chavif kenegad. Anyway, we're learning here. And people say that people use it, there must be a makor for it. Every Jew's got a purpose. And with his thoughts, speech, and actions, he causes nachas ruach for Hashem. Ein yudi meyuta, there's not an extra Jew. Kol yudu yichidi v'ein lo tafchid. And every Jew is unique, and there's nothing that you can swap him with. There's no, Chinese parts, you know. You're driving a German car, when you go swap the parts, the guy says to you, you can have one, the German model's 1,500 shekels, Vesini yesh 500 shekel. What's the difference? The one's original and the one's copies. There's no copy Jews. Every Jew is Mekori. And you can't swap it with anything else. And Mishi Yassi Stavkidu Vim Koimoi. Nisi and Ploini Vesha Ploini Vimok and Ploini Vim Adam Ploini Hu Atavkidu Michal Ach Varach Loi. This situation that you have with this person in this time, with this matzav, with this nisayim, it's yours. When he does what he's supposed to be doing, it does things in Shemaim, whatever that is. No one can do this. What needs to happen, what buttons need to be pushed in Shemaim, what happens to happen, no one else can push those buttons. From the minute Hashem created the world up till now, there was never another Jew in the world that could do what you need to do now. Hashem needs you to withstand this nisayin. Here comes the expression of the kala who's in the yichud room with her husband. As we mentioned earlier, each Jew is on this daga of Rayosi, my wife. Everybody believe this? The problem is we don't believe this. Get in touch with why not? Why don't we believe this? This is the best news in the world. It's the best news in the world. Everything's perfectly tailored to me. Everything I have, I need. I don't need anything else. I don't have to be worried about what I don't have. All those feelings of walking around, wanting and needing. Yarad lagam, right? Gone. I don't need anything else. And what I'm dealing with now, that's what I'm supposed to be dealing with. And Hashem wants me to deal with it. And when I deal with it, that's the best thing in the world. And no one else can do it. It's the best thing in the world. So why don't I believe it? Why don't I buy into this? That's what you have to get in touch with. That's your homework. Why don't we buy into this? Or where do I buy into it? Intellectually, yeah, but my goof hasn't caught up yet. You know, we mentioned the Chovim of Lavavos here that says you have a chiyuv to have betoch in Hashem b'kol machshava v'evarov. You have to have betoch in Hashem with all your thoughts and your limbs. What does that mean? Your limbs? Your limbs have to have betochen? Your limbs are a piece of steak. What do they need betochen for? So we mentioned here many times, I think the pshat is very often you have any soil, and intellectually you know this is from Hashem and it's good and everything's fine. And in your head you're completely mapsut, and the body's kicking up a storm. You're worried, you're anxious, you've got a knot in your stomach, you know, the ulcer's playing, and you know, what happened here? There's a disconnect between the head and the body, which everybody has at a certain point. I went through an Nisoyin, and I'm fine with it intellectually, I understand this, I'm ashamed, I should think of this, all good, yeah, why can't I sleep? Why am I worried? That's the disconnect, yeah, in touch with that as well. But at least you have to start slowly thinking the correct thoughts. If you're thinking incorrect thoughts, you can't start. If we straighten out our thoughts, the body will eventually catch up. I hope. That's what he said.
So what about something, let's say, but at the same time we've got to dive into things that we supposedly think we may need, right? So if we're at a point where we have everything that we need, so how do we reach it? How do we kind of comprehend that we have everything we need, but yet we still need to dive for stuff that we think we may need? What about things that we do actually need, but we need to dive for them? How does it all fit? Meaning I have everything I want now.
Right now I have everything I need. Right now I have everything I need in order to do what I need to do. What do I need to do right now? So my thoughts, my calculations, my cheshbon ha-nefesh has led me to believe that if I had $1 million I could start a koilo. Right? And I want to start a koilo. But I don't have $1 million right now. So right now my job is not to start a koilo. Right now my job is to ask Hashem to give me $1 million to start a koilo. So I have everything I need. Oh man, so I don't know, 1 second. Tentatively or mine, you have to think about whether that money is good for me or not. 1 second. Right now, I mean, he's asking an excellent question. Right now, I think my tapkid in the world is to have a koilo. Right? Start a koilo. Or whatever it is, right? To buy a Maserati, whatever it is. Right now, do I have the money to start a koilo? No. So my tapkid right now is not to have a koilo. What's my tapkid? To make ishtadlis and to daven for the money that I need in order to start a koilo. My tafkid is, if I believe my tafkid is to start a koilo, is to go about doing the things that you need in order to start a koilo. So you have everything you need in order to make the ishtadlis to stop starting a koilo. Can you daven? Can you start phoning people? Can you knock on doors? Can you, you know, start interviewing avreichim? Can you start doing what you need to do? Yeah, you have everything you need. Can you actually start the koilo? No, you don't have the money. And you may never get it, so you may never start a koilo. But you did everything you were supposed to do, which was what? Try and start a koilo. And you'll get full schar for that. Full schar for having done the effort and made the ishtadlis and doing what you were supposed to do.
And you start the koilo and then hope for the money to come. It's
like they are. Okay. You have to ask Charles. That's
like
a practical
thing. It's like saying, when I have $1 million, then I'm going to learn. I'm going to.
There's approaches and there's approaches. You have to know. Yeah. I'm just using that as an example. It's as a marshal. Whatever it is. You're right. No one starts a business and then says, I'll get the finance. Sometimes you have to get the business going in order to get finance. So you kind of, you push to the edge. Yeah. That's a separate question. Do you start the koilal and get into debt or do you wait until you have some seed money? Yeah. Different approaches amongst the gedolim, how you do things like that. The maaser with Torah, if you're going to wait till you have everything you need in order to start, you'll never start. Sometimes you have to just start and go for it. You have to be very certain it's the right thing to do. When the Chaim Volozhin went to the Vilna Goyen the first time to tell him that he's going to start Volozhin Yeshiva, the Goyen told him, you can't start. He wouldn't let him start. But the Vilna Goyen didn't know that Volozhin Yeshiva was going to be the savior of Klal Yisrael. That in 2017, Klal Yisrael was going to be sitting and surviving because of Volozhin Yeshiva. And Araya, 5 years later, when he came back and said, I want to start, he said, now you can start. He was too excited, the Vilna Gaon said, when he first came to me. Many cheshbonos when it comes to doing those kind of ruchnistic things. But if a person is shame shemaim and he knows what he's doing and whatever, start and worry about the money later. That's what the Ponovicherov, Rabbi Yanke Friedman, who started more than 50 yeshivas like this, that's how they did it. But you have to be ready to take a chrayas. I have a friend whose father has had a kollel for, I don't know if he's still alive even, close to 40 years. Before he started the kollel, he went to Reb Chaim Grinem. And he said, we want to start the kollel. Reb Chaim Grinem set out two conditions. You never pay late and you never borrow. Those are the two conditions. Now go start a kollel. I would have said, no. You don't pay late and you don't borrow. So there were times they never had money. The day before Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh has got to Reb Chaim and say, I don't have enough money. He says, well, you better find it. He said, what am I going to do? He says, you have to pay on time. He says, can I borrow? Chas v'chalila. But I don't have the money. What am I going to do? He says, I don't know, but you can't borrow and you have to pay on time. He said, he never missed a payday. Never missed a payday. Briskarov as well, never missed a payday. Briskarov said, if you make me to pay on time, you'll pay on time. I once told Reb Zedek, who told me this advice, I'm not makpid enough. But you are, when you makpid and you have to be big to be able to deal with those kind of conditions. I borrowed money once from a gvir in 2008 when the markets crashed and the wheels came off most of the support we were getting for the yeshiva. This particular balabos, if it were more than him, more like him, I'd be out of a job. But he phoned me to say, I understand you guys must be having a rough time. I've taken from my capital and put it into a fund to lend you guys money to need to get you over this period. How much do you want to borrow? He phones me. It was one in a million, one in a trillion. There's not many guys like that. So I borrowed a certain amount of money from him and I slowly started paying it back. When you borrow money, you kind of pay it back. It was a hard payback because it was a big amount and it was... We weren't making, we were losing, and we still have to pay it back. Anyway, when I was in London now, I just finished paying him back, and I went to see him in London. He tells me, thank you very much for paying back the loan. So he's thanking me for paying back the loan. It was your money, I have to give it back to you. He said, not everybody thinks like that. I said, what do you mean? I'm going to go to hell. You know, being a Rosha, someone who borrows money doesn't pay back is called a Rosha. I'm going to be a Rosha in order to support Torah. He says, yeah. He says, the Rosh Yeshiva told me the other day, I'm prepared to be a Rosha and go to Gehenna in order to support Torah. I said, well, I've never heard such... I've never heard such utter nonsense in my life. You borrowed money, you can't pay it back, apologize. Don't make out like you're a big tzaddik because you're prepared to go to hell in order to support Torah. Your Torah is not Torah. You support your Torah on stolen money? That's called Torah. I know. And people think like that. That's what I'm saying. You have to be very careful. When the Ponovicherov says you're allowed to borrow, you can borrow as much as you want, he told his son once. You can borrow as much as you want. And if you don't know that Hashem's already paid it back, you should be running yeshiva. It's Ponovicherov. There are people that are building Torah and have chayvus and whatever, but they understand that they have to pay them back. I borrowed money, I'm prepared to be a Rosha. I'm prepared to be a Rosha in order for people to learn Torah. So your Torah is not Torah. You can't understand why some yeshivas are not so much there, because it's money, stolen money. And in the home as well sometimes. Your kid's eating tray food. Why? Because the food you bought was bought with stolen money. You can't understand why your kids don't have a cheshek for Kedusha. Because you're feeding them tray food. It's kosher, 100 min 100. It's the most expensive side cut you can find. But it was bought with stolen money. It's the same thing. But I was shocked when this is a balabos. I don't even know how frumi is today, this balabos. He's not from, not a big big Torah. I was like, why the fuck? When he told me this, I was the chil Hashem otzum. Anyway, I paid him back, so Baruch Hashem. And I can borrow more. That's why you pay these guys back, so they think you're reliable, so you can borrow more. You know? Hope one day they'll write it off. Once again, if you understand that Hashem runs the world, it's all from Hashem. What they had to borrow is not so posh. Why are you borrowing? That's what Reb Chaim Grinem was saying. Why do you have to borrow? Who?
The
problem is I've heard people saying it.
It's fine. It's not hearsay.
He didn't tell me who it was. So you're right.
You can be choshish that such a thing happens. You are enough to know that that's it. To believe that a Rosh Hashim ever said such a thing.
No, I don't have to believe that a Rosh Hashim ever said such a thing.
it was written here that you have everything you need.